This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 69 for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower on Tuesday morning with contributions from declines in crude and veg oil prices. Most of the prairie provinces are forecast to see some rain showers during the day with high temperatures expected to be under the 20 degrees Celsius mark. In Alberta and Saskatchewan, overnight lows are only slightly above freezing, increasing the risk of frost. Crude oil prices are slightly lower due to a stronger United States greenback, while central banks in the US and the UK prepare to raise their key interest rates later this week. Chicago soy oil is lower to start the day, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, all spilling over into canola prices. The Canadian dollar is down 0.25 US cent this morning. Statistics Canada announced today that the country's year-by-year inflation rate was down to 7% in August, compared to 7.6% in July. The November canola contract is down $4.90 per ton at $781.70. Despite harvest pressures, corn, wheat, and soybeans are all higher this morning. The U.S. Department of Agriculture rated its corn crop at 52% good to excellent, down 1 point from the previous week, while 7% is now harvested, 2 points up from last week but below the 8% average. Insufficient rains and dry conditions in some areas are leaving some to believe that yield projections may be lower than the USDA's previous estimates. The December corn contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.90. Wheat is also on the rise today as drought conditions continue in the U.S. southwestern plains for the next 2 weeks. The U.S. spring wheat crop is already 94% harvested, while the winter wheat planting is 21% complete, higher than the 17-point average, but slightly behind trade expectations of 24 and 25%. Ukraine's ag ministry said that 9% of its wheat crop is planted, but planted area could decline 17% from last year. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 34 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.64. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 32 U.S. cents at $9.41. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 19 U.S. cents at $9.37. Soybeans are slightly higher despite crude and veg oil prices. The USDA rated the crop as 55% good to excellent, 1 point lower than the previous week. The U.S. Midwest and Plains are seeing early harvest weather and late soybean development. The USDA announced on Monday a sale of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China. The November soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.64. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.